Moi je n'étais rien et voilà qu'aujourd'hui je suis le gardien du sommeil de ces nuits. Je l'aime à mourir. Vous pouvez détruire tout ce qu'il vous plaira. Elle n'a qu'à ouvrir l'espace de ses bras pour tout reconstruire. Pour tout reconstruire, je l'aime à mourir. Elle a gommé les chiffres des horloges du quartier. Elle a fait de ma vie des cocottes en papier, des éclats de rire. Elle a bâti des ponts entre nous et le ciel, et nous les traversons à chaque fois qu'elle ne veut pas dormir, ne veut pas dormir. Je l'aime à mourir. Elle a dû faire toutes les guerres pour être si forte aujourd'hui. Elle a dû faire toutes les guerres de la vie et l'amour aussi. Elle vit de son mieux son rêve d'opaline. Elle danse au milieu des forêts qu'elle dessine. Je l'aime mourir. Elle porte des rubans qu'elle laisse s'envoler. Elle me chante souvent que j'ai tort d'essayer de les retenir, de les retenir. Je l'aime à mourir. Pour monter dans sa grotte cachée sous les toits, je dois clouer des notes à mes sabots de bois. Je l'aime à mourir. Je dois juste m'asseoir, je ne dois pas parler, je ne dois rien vouloir, je dois juste essayer de lui appartenir, de lui appartenir. Je l'aime à mourir. Elle a dû faire toutes les guerres pour être si forte aujourd'hui. Elle a dû faire toutes les guerres de la vie et l'amour aussi. Moi je n'étais rien, voilà qu'aujourd'hui je suis le gardien du sommeil de ces nuits. Je l'aime mourir. Vous pouvez détruire tout ce qui vous plaira. Elle n'aura qu'à ouvrir l'espace de ses bras pour tout reconstruire, pour tout reconstruire. Je l'aime mourir.
O pato vinha cantando alegremente, quen, quen, quando o marreco sorridente pediu para entrar também no samba, no samba, no samba. O ganso gostou da dupla e fez também quen, quen, quen. Olhou pro cisne e disse assim: vem, vem, que um quarteto ficará bem, muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa foram ensaiar para começar o tico-tico no fubá. A voz do pato era mesmo desacato. Jogo de cena com o canso era mato. Mas eu gostei do final, quando caíram na água, ensaiando o vocal. Quim, 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 quim. O pato vinha cantando alegremente, quen, quen, quando o marreco sorridente pediu para entrar também no samba, no samba, no samba. O ganso gostou da dupla e fez também quen, quen, quen. Olhou pro cisne e disse assim: vem, vem, que um quarteto ficará bem, muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa foram ensaiar para começar o tico-tico no fubá. A voz do pato era mesmo desacato. Jogo de cena com o ganso era mato. Mas eu gostei do final, quando caíram na água, ensaiando o vocal. Quim, 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 quim.
The trees are in the meadow, the cows are in the trees, the people aren't anywhere to be found. Better take one of these.
citizen. City streets of ghosts and paths. They used to love and dance here until a spell was cast.
Lord, look into my eyes.
Afternoon, everybody. My name is Amelia Oliver, and I'm so, so excited to be presenting Sideways Staircase this week on Post Adolescence Glow. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio, and I'm so excited to have you all here. I'm going to have these guys go ahead and introduce themselves and what instruments they're playing and tell us what their first song for us today is.
Hi, we're Sideways Staircase.
Hello.
This is me and Tucker. I'm Luna on lead vocals and piano.
I'm Tucker. I play the guitar and do some singing as well. Maria, get in here.
This mic is really tall.
Hi, I'm Maria. I'm playing bass today.
Grant is over there on drums, and Sam is over there on another guitar.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, cut out. Go ahead and tell us what your first song is today.
Our first song is Black Sheep, if some of you guys know it, by Metric, or more famously in a very good movie.
Or by you guys, more famously. All right, get into it.
Black Sheep, come home. 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 You went. was waiting for the world to end. Now that the truth is just a rule that you can bend, you crack the whip, shape shift and trick the past again. For a minimum wage, got real estate, I'm buying it all up in outer space. Now that the truth is just a rule that you can bend, you crack the whip, shape shift into the past again.
So can you guys tell me just a little bit about yourselves? Like, okay, tell me right now, like, what your name is. Like, where did that come from?
Oh, the name? Sideways Staircase? It was just, like, it was a massive brainstorming project that took the days on days. It was, like, we were, like, stairwell, and then we were spa. Then we were just like, we got to commit to something. So we committed to this, and I guess it's kind of stuck.
Honestly, we were all like, I don't know. And then I kind of fell in love with it when we started asking our friends to lay sideways on staircases for pictures. And I was like, actually, you know, maybe this works. Maybe this is okay.
I think it's a really cool name.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because I actually remember, now that I'm thinking about it, asking Maria about your guys' name, and she said you guys used to play music in a stairwell or hang out in a stairwell or something.
Sam Tucker and I all lived in Wren Hall together, and we spent like a weird amount of time in our staircase, like the Wren stairwell. We had like a pull-up bar there and like a random desk, and yeah, I don't know. This was during COVID, so we had nothing better to do. I thought that was cute.
Pull-up bar is so interesting. cool. Well, let's have you get onto your next song, and then do me a favor right after that. Just go ahead and introduce your next one, and then we'll have a little interview after that.
All right,
cool.
Thanks, guys.
My Lady's on Fire is the name of the song. Ty Siegel.
Say you want. want to cry. But your tears are dry when I was that way. There's nothing left to say, nothing left to say. Now my lady's on fire, she wants to tear it down. She knows you're a liar. My lady's on fire. She said, nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah.
Future Dilfs, and just, you know, a lot of loved ones who left town. This is Archie Marry Me by Olvez.
Ready?
Yes.
Explicitly your consent.
bread maker.
Do is about halfway through the set to be around your halfway point. I didn't get a chance to really read your whole set list. How many songs do you guys have left out of this? 4? Alright. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and chat for just a little bit now. So tell me a little bit about how you guys decided to start playing music together.
So Maria just came over for dinner one night and we were like, oh, that was a nice dinner. Let's go do homework. And Maria was like, oh, let's play music. And I was like, okay. So we started jamming on the guitar and whatnot.
For an hour, we were like singing.
Yeah, and it was a blast. And then, Maria just texted me and was like, let's start a band. And, I think this radio show was the end goal. It was like, we should start a band to play on the radio show.
Yes.
And then we kind of just like, assembled the squad and here we are. Yeah.
I'm actually never gonna forget you've said that to me. That's so exciting and I'm genuinely so stoked that you guys are here. Like, I've been looking forward to this one for a while.
Oh man.
Yeah, just because like it's cool to see people that like I've kind of seen around the Tufts community but like haven't known primarily as artists like show me their artist side, which is cool. I think you guys have a really awesome dynamic going, and I loved to see you, like, each of you kind of have different times to shine throughout your first few songs. So tell me a little bit about, like, a typical rehearsal.
Everyone shows up on time.
Yeah, everyone shows up bright and early. And
that's the first time I've heard that.
That's a lie. That's a full lie.
Okay, good.
Grant is the first one to get there, usually.
Nice.
Then Sam and Tucker, and Luna and I pull up like 15 minutes late every time.
Honestly, I feel like that's pretty good comparatively. Like other bands, I feel like people show up really late.
Yeah, but we have fun waiting for Maria and Luna, always just jamming and making up random shit. It's fun.
Oh, no, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, that's it.
It's hard not to talk over each other. But I find often that those are the moments where we make the best discoveries, like playing music together when it is just like casual and fun and you're like playing around and stuff. How do you guys like pick your music? Like, do you collab? Do you share music?
We send like 500 songs in the chat and we're like, definitely these ones. And then we get to practice and we're like, all right, which ones did you practice?
So messy.
Yeah, a little messy, but we figure it out eventually.
Cool. And I think that like the most, like at least for me, like my favorite part of rehearsal is kind of like, can we do this one? And then like figuring out that you can do a song well and have so much fun doing it just makes it like so much more special, I find. Tell me like, what was your Spotify Wrapped? Do you guys know like how many, like, what was your top artist?
Well, I actually share a Spotify with my little sister.
That's
so
hilarious.
I don't know if she's listening right now, but my parents or my dad might be. So specifically, I stole my dad's Spotify, and then my sister stole my Spotify that I stole from my dad. And so my top listen to was the Encanto album this year.
Oh, yes. I actually love that one, honestly.
Yeah, as it should be. my top Spotify song was this next song we're going to be playing. Ooh. Would you look at that?
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't always find that the Wrapped is like super accurate, but it's always just fun to like ask people about it. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Amelia?
My top artist was Beach House, and my top song was this song by Bedouin. I don't know if you guys ever listened to her, but it's called, oh God, I One of These Days. That's what it's called. Took me a second. But yeah, I don't know. Yes, that's the one. Cool. Well, okay, I'm like, what I like to ask is the cheesiest question I ask every week. And I feel like people who have been listening are probably getting tired of the question, but I think it's important. So like, how do you find that like music fits into your routine at college? How do you make time for it? How do you make it a therapeutic space for yourself and each other?
Well, usually it's very fun and relaxing, but sometimes we get into stress mode. I feel like when we are like, all right, we have a gig this Friday and we want to play three new songs that we haven't practiced at all, in which case it is not as relieving and therapeutic.
Yeah.
But I don't know, at least for me, always coming to rehearsal and just like having fun and jamming and I feel like I'm smiling the whole time and just having a blast, and it's really just something I look forward to every week for sure.
Totally. Yeah, because I definitely feel like sometimes, like I personally even am like, oh my gosh, all these people are like finding all this time to make art. Like how do they do it? Like that's crazy. And just kind of wrapping your head around the fact that like these are the things that we do for fun, like in our free time. And it doesn't always have to be work. And I think that that's almost like the best and most exciting part of all of this, because it is just like fun. What, like, tell me about like what one of your favorite memories playing a show here at Tufts has been.
I feel like our first show was so iconic. Like, it was such a mess. Like, everything was such a mess. And then we started playing, and like, we played our first song, and it went so well. Like, I don't know. It was like, shout out to Applejohn for hosting us that Halloween show. But everyone was like bouncing, and like, just it was our first time ever performing, and everyone was just so into it. And then we acted like such dorks after, as we just stood there. We were like, did not start our next song. We were just like, whoa, we did it. And then I liked the moment when our friends had to be like, okay. Like,
get on with it.
Yeah.
No, I was at that show and I had such a fun time watching you guys perform. You looked like you were full of light in the best way.
Oh man, thank you.
Yeah, no, I love that look like on artists' faces too. Like when you're performing for a crowd, like the adrenaline feeling that you get, I feel like is incomparable, and just very exciting and cool to hear you guys talk about it. What would you say is like your favorite song to play live?
We all disagree.
Yeah. So each of you tell me what your favorite song to play live is.
Gonna start.
I like our first song, Black Sheep, just because it's very exciting.
I loved that one. It was really edgy too.
Oh
awesome.
Yeah.
I Bunch like Creep personally. Yeah.
Probably makes you feel badass.
We've only performed this one once, but Somebody to Love is so fun.
Ooh.
And Dear Stranger. This is a hot take. Yeah, sorry. This is a hot take, but I really like playing Dear Stranger.
Nice.
Sam and Gray.
I like Archie Marry Me. I get bouncy during
this. Sam likes Archie Marry Me.
Yeah.
I also like Archie Marry Me.
Alright. So does Grant. I love that one. That was really fun. Yeah, you guys should have. I wish like people could somehow watch a video of you guys doing this live, because you look so happy. Like, you're having so much fun. It's awesome. I don't know. Is there anything that like you want to share about your experience at Tufts and music? Like, I know. Are you guys all seniors?
Yeah.
Bestow some wisdom upon Tufts. Tell me one of like, if you could tell freshman yourself one thing, what would you tell yourself?
Be kind to yourself.
Sam said, be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself. Be gentle. Yeah?
I think mine would be just have fun with it, I guess. That kind of sounds silly.
It's not that deep.
But college is stressful. Like, every day is a good day. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, for sure. Prioritize things that make you happy.
I feel like we pull up to each practice and we're like, we're stressed. We've worked all day. Like, we have these projects to do. And then, like, the minute we start practicing, we're, like, very focused. And it's, like, all kind of goes out the door.
I bet meditative, too. Yeah. Kind of gets your mind off of it. And I don't know, at least for me personally, I really find like things that have me like not looking at my cell phone are really helpful. And yeah, I don't know. How do you guys, would you say like contend with the digital age through music? Do you find that like playing music kind of helps you unplug a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. Unless I'm like eyes deep in a guitar tab and just
oh god, yeah.
But no, it's for sure a way to like get off of electronics, and which is really, really nice.
I think one thing I really like about music is it's just a way to connect with people. Like,
yeah.
It's so powerful and fun. And yeah, I've just found that I've made a lot of really good friends and connected with people through music, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome. Because that can be like making music together or like sending someone a song that makes you think of them, all sorts of stuff like that. And I just love that we get to be here talking about it today. And I'm super thankful for your time this afternoon. And yeah, you guys should definitely show out for the WMFO birthday party tonight. I'll be
oh,
there.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll
yeah.
Oh, yeah. You could come give me a high five. You should come see all these bands perform tonight, especially these cool guys, Sideways Staircase. I'm really excited.
Sideways Staircase is on at 7:45, too, so.
7:45, baby.
Come hang out then.
I believe it starts at 5. There are, like, 4 or 5 groups that are playing tonight.
Pretty sure it starts at 6:30, I think, or 6.
Okay, no, it's definitely 5:30. Sorry, that's a tech. I'm just getting confused. And it definitely is not 5. Don't listen to me. And there's also an event today that's being hosted by, I think, IGC. Some bands are performing this afternoon out on the field. I don't know. You should look at my Instagram account about it. And yeah, you guys should also follow Sideways Staircase on Instagram. And you should follow my band. Well, not my band. What am I saying? My radio show. It's Post Adolescence Glow. Yeah, I'm super excited to have shared these guys with you. Any last words?
Rock on.
Rock on. All right, I'm going to go ahead and have you guys introduce your next song. And if I think of a question, maybe I'll ask you after. But just go ahead and show us what you got for the rest of today.
All right, yeah, for
thanks,
sure.
Guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on. This is
totally.
Very exciting.
My
great
pleasure.
Opportunity. Yeah, this next song is Dear Stranger by... Stir figure.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I shouldn't shout into that microphone. Oh my god, that was so fun. I love the piano. Awesome. Yeah, go ahead and go into the next one, and then after that I'm going to have Meg do a little PSA for us. So, thanks.
All right, sweet. I'm still on the mic for this one. It's Naive by The Kooks.
Ah.
Oh, you're so naive, yet so. How could this be done? Such a smiling sweetheart. Oh, and your sweet and pretty face. Such an ugly thing. Something so beautiful that every time I look inside, I know she knows I'm not fond of asking. True or false, it may be, yes, she still had to get me. She knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false, it may be, she still had to get me. They say it was your fault, 'cause I know you could've done more. Oh, you're so naive, yet so. How could this be done? Such a smiling sweetheart. Oh, and you're sweet and pretty. It may be, yes, she still had to get me. I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false, it may be, she still had to get me. It may be, she still out to get me. I know, she knows, I'm not fond of asking. True or false, it may be, she still out to get me. Just don't let me down. 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 Hold on to your kites. Just don't let me down. Hold on to your kites. Just don't let me down.
Oh my god, that was so fun. Okay, wow, thank you guys for that. Meg, I'm gonna go ahead and hand it over to you for just a short PSA, and then I'm gonna have them get into the their last two songs. Thanks, Meg.
All right, this is Meg. Today's PSA is about why not cover your computer camera. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm going to turn you up now, okay?
This one is Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog, a Maria favorite.
Thank you.
Somebody to Love by Jeff Nelson Airplane, if ever anyone knows it, if anyone's heard of it. All right, how's everyone feeling? All right, we're gonna stretch. okay. All right, are you ready?
Yeah. Almost.
Because it goes. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love?
was such a weird thing for me to say on the air. Sorry. That's probably the worst thing I've ever said on the air. Thank you guys so much for that one. I'm guessing this is your last song, yeah? This upcoming one, or do you have two more?
Oh, that was the last song.
That was the last song.
Okay. Sorry. Actually, it's 12:54, so there's 6 minutes remaining. If you guys want to play another song, you have time, but I don't want to put you on the spot. We can
play another song.
You want to do it? Cree? I would do Cree.
I want to hear Cree.
Sure.
Transfers are so good, too quick. They're so ass.
You guys killed it. I love that. Wow, you wailed on those guitars. That was awesome.
That was crazy.
All right, well, it's 12:59. That wraps Post Adolescence Glow.
Doors for the event tonight are at 6:45 in the Crane Room. Please come and watch fun live music tonight. It's a great live music day today. There's like 7 hours of live music happening today. You guys should come. And yeah, shout out to Sideways Staircase. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, woo!
It's Sideways Staircase.
Sideways.
Yeah, so Sideways. Don't add the extra. There aren't two S's, guys, for this. Okay. Oh, if you want to follow this one.
Sideways Staircase. Understood. And then I just want to give a major shout out to Mimi Ashkin Baker, she took photos, and Jake DePinto, because he took photos. Woo! And to Kim and Constantine and Daniel and Meg and Luke and everybody who helped out today. Thank you all for being here. This wouldn't be possible without you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Woohoo! And again, this is 91.5 FM Freeform Radio. Keep on listening for Ian's show. Do